Hello and welcome to the Great Food Debate presented by This Week Community News, a podcast about where to eat, drink, and more in Central Ohio. I'm Abby Armbruster, your host of this show, and this week we're talking about the American classic, the burger. Where should you go to find the best burger in Columbus? Our panelists are here to share their answers. Joining me today are...
I am Vince, host of In the Record Store and various other digital fun times online.
And Vince, what makes you an expert on burgers?
I don't know. I've been on before, and you said what makes you an expert on donuts or this or that. And it's just, I don't know. I would just call myself a general food aficionado.
Good enough for me. All right.
Hi, I'm Neil Thompson. I'm an editor for This Week Community News. Guessing you're going to ask me what makes me a burger expert, too.
Yes.
I would say, very similar to Vince, I love eating burgers, and I've eaten a lot of burgers over my lifetime, so I have definite opinions on what makes a good burger.
All right, and our next panelist?
Yeah, I'm Shane McCluskey. I'm a school teacher, and I'm an eating partner at Columbus Grub. What makes me a burger expert is just similar to what Vince and Neil said, just a burger enthusiast. I just love to eat. And I just think burgers are like a perfect canvas with which to experiment on.
Oh, that's very eloquent. Okay, and our last panelist?
I'm Sam Clark. I run the Columbus Grub Instagram page. I've been eating burgers for a long time in Columbus, about 25 years, trying a whole bunch of different ones. So I guess that would be what considered me a burger expert.
Yes.
So
you have the decades on your time, on your side.
Lots of different places through the years.
All right, perfect. Now, each of you will get about a minute to say where your favorite burger can be found in Central Ohio. And in addition, tell me what you typically order there. So, Vince, let's start it off with you.
So I'm going to take a little bit of a different tact because I'm thinking, like, when I think burger, I think it's got, like, a thick patty. But there's a place that I like to go just on a regular basis for burgers, and they're thinner. And Culver's.
Okay,
Culver's
yeah.
is a good kind of regular, different style. The Butterburger is really solid. So the Butterburger Deluxe Value Basket is what I like to get there.
Yes.
And so that's kind of my thing there. It always kind of hits the spot. Fridays, TGI Fridays used to have a peppercorn burger, that type of stuff. Usually like kind of like that spicy pepper jack style stuff with maybe a thicker burger. But my standard go-to is definitely have to be more on the more fast foody, fast casual side. And let's go with Culver's on that one.
Sure. All right. Neil, what's your pick?
When you said TGI Fridays, that cracked me up, first of all. I think that had a burger. I don't know if there – are there any TGI Fridays around here anymore?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, they used to have a burger called a cheesy bacon cheeseburger, and my wife was sure that was going to shorten my life every single time
bacon.
That I ate it. But – yeah, it had a fried patty of provolone cheese on the cheeseburger.
Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing.
I'm struggling to see what's wrong with this.
I am, too. Sorry to derail that. But I have a lot of places that I like to go, and I don't know if I have a favorite burger place in Columbus right now. And I'm sure we'll name all the big ones. I'm sure Thurman will come up. The place that I'm really loving right now, and just because of one particular burger, is The Rail.
Hmm.
And that is a new, it's a Worcester-based joint.
Woo-hoo.
And it's new. It's right beside the Tuttle Mall in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And the burger that I love there is the Mojo Burger. And it's ground beef and ground andouille sausage together. And it's a wonderful experience. I've never had anything like that. I'm sure some other burger places might have tried it before. But this is it's amazing, and I'm obsessed with it right now.
Awesome. Yeah, The Rail is from my hometown, or the chef restaurateur is from my hometown of Worcester. So, all right, Shane, what's your pick?
My favorite place would be it serves the burger that's probably near and dear to my heart, which is like a hand-formed patty, generally seasoned salt and pepper, and then fried on like a nice skillet. I like the Red Door Tavern on West 5th and Grandview.
Yeah, that's good.
Generous portions, the burger's full of flavor. It's a good Kaiser roll. The roll holds up to the burger. Nice steak fries on the side. It's also the type of place that reminds me of where I ate burgers growing up in New Jersey. So I love the Red Door Tavern.
Perfect. And is the standard burger just what the name of the burger is if you're going there to order it? Or is there a certain name?
There's different burgers. The most recent one I've had there would be the Bobcat Burger.
Oh, okay.
Which I highly recommend with caramelized onions, mushrooms, and Swiss.
That sounds amazing. All right. And Sam, last choice.
Well, we've been traveling around a lot looking for, our favorite burger the last couple of months, and there's a lot of good burgers out there in Columbus. So if there's some places you haven't got, I definitely recommend getting out there. But one that really stuck out to me was the Gahanna Grill down in downtown Gahanna. They have a Monday night burger night, actually. It's $6.99 for burger, fries, and coleslaw.
Wow.
So you add that into the combination. But it's a half-pound patty on a good bun. The burger that I like a lot right now is the Some Like It Hot burger. It's kind of their take on a Big Mac a little bit. It's got like a sriracha mayo on it. But, I mean, it was real good and delicious. And like I said, on a Monday for $6.99, it's kind of tough to beat.
So. That's awesome. That's a great deal. All right. Perfect. Well, we all have some great options there. Let's start it off with, do we all agree that French fries are the best side dish to go with it? Or is there anything else that anybody else would suggest instead of fries? Neil, I think you have an idea.
Did you get that from the big grin on my face here? I definitely disagree.
Really?
That fries are the best side.
Hot take.
I am an onion ring person.
Oh.
I will order, and it doesn't matter if there's an upcharge, I will order onion rings every single time if I get the opportunity.
Really? Does anybody else agree or disagree with Neil's opinion?
I agree on the fries, as long as they're fresh cut. Like, I don't want any frozen, pre-prepared nonsense.
Yeah.
Take the extra step and cut the potato and then fry it for your customers.
Totally agree. And Sam?
Yeah, I would say 9 out of 10 times it's fries, but if it's that one other time, it is onion ring. But I would say most of the time it's fries. It's just simple, and it complements the burger well. But
sure.
Onion rings are definitely up there next. So.
All right, perfect. And do you guys ever try making burgers at home, or do you typically only get them out to eat? Shane, do you ever make them at home?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I love making burgers at home.
Is there anything special you do at home versus what you would order at a restaurant?
Sometimes just playing around with the different meats that are in it, like getting some fresh meats and maybe combining like bison, lamb, pork, beef, all different ingredients and making it. And then I usually have a little bit, like some different toppings too. Like I like to put Taylor ham on there, which is something.
What kind of ham?
Taylor ham.
I just know it as ham.
So Taylor ham is like pork roll. And it's a cured blend of like pork and ham that you find on the East Coast. And it fries up almost, you score it, and it fries up like it would like ham. It's a little thicker. So think like Canadian bacon with an accent of actual bacon. It's like a blend of those two things.
Holy cow. So you're grilling for us after this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Does anybody else try making burgers at home? Maybe not to the scale that Sam's or Shane does, but no?
No, I do on occasion, nothing too fancy. I think it's really hard to mess up a burger. If you try to get too fancy, then you're going to get into dangerous territory. But I really feel like overall, if you just stick with classics, it's hard to go wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say with me at home, sometimes I get the inspiration after going somewhere to try something with, you know, caramelized onions and bacon and get all fancy. And it's good, but more or less it kind of just leads me to a burger joint the next night. Cause like, it almost met my needs, but it didn't quite get there. So,
right.
You know, I stick out most of the time.
Now, what is the weirdest topping you've either tried or seen on a menu? Vince, does anything come to mind?
No, I don't like it. I just think, I mean, no, I'm game for trying almost anything on top of a burger. Like, I mean, if somebody says this works, then I'll try it and I'll say, well, I don't think that did work. You know, but no, I can't think of anything in particular. I was like, whoa, man, I had like fried, you know, weird insert foreign meat here on top of my burger.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I would say I'd game for trying anything, and I haven't had anything on a burger that I'd say was really weird.
Have you tried the peanut butter burger yet?
What?
Yeah.
First time for everything, huh?
Yeah.
I just explain this.
Some places, well, one of the most famous restaurants that is known for having a burger, not here locally, but in West Lafayette near Purdue, they put peanut butter on their burgers, and people say it's a really good combination. I mean, I don't know if I'd be game to try it, but
I've actually had that burger in West Lafayette. I can't think of the name of the joint.
Triple X,
yeah. Little orange and black building down
yes.
there. And it's interesting, but it was good. I mean, it's something I'd definitely try again, but yeah, it's definitely.
So they just sell burgers in this Triple X building?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. It is like a really great greasy spoon. I mean, is that a good description?
Mm-hmm. That's what the kids call it these days.
Yeah.
Some of them might even have bananas on it with the peanut butter, I believe.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy. So.
See, that doesn't, I mean, you don't mix, there's certain things like, you just don't put fruit on a hamburger. You just don't. I just, like, that doesn't work for me. I'm, like, if somebody else likes it, that's fine. Like, some people are like, man, pineapple burgers. It's grilled pineapple. I'm like, look, it doesn't have beef. That's, like, the foundation, and it's off on a bad start for me. But if that's your thing, you know, there's no, like, law, you know, that says that you have to eat it a certain way. But that's just me.
Neil, would you be game to try a peanut butter burger?
Oh, I absolutely would. I think that anything like that, it's worth trying at least once to see if you like it. And if you don't, you don't. I think maybe the strangest thing that I've seen recently listed as a topping, and maybe Shane's seen more of this with the New Jersey background on the coast, lump crab meat.
Mm.
And I don't know. I love crab. I love burgers. And I might like them together, but I've never had the opportunity to try it yet.
I don't know if I would like that flavor combination. That's something about that doesn't, that turns me off, I think.
I haven't tried it. I'd be willing to try it. I've definitely seen it on burgers, but I haven't tried it. I'd be willing to try it. I'm with Vince. I don't want any fruit on my hamburger whatsoever. Really not even on the plate at that meal. You know?
That's true. That's true. Mm. It's like I shriek in terror when I see it.
It's not necessary.
No, not at all.
You are listening to The Great Food Debate. Do any chains now, Vince, I know you mentioned Culver's, which is a national chain, but are there any chains like Red Robin or Steak and Shake or anything that's, you know, known for their burgers? Do they have even a seat at this table or no?
I think it's really honestly depends upon what you are looking for. So for me personally, I have really, so you got to go with the hometown team, Wendy's. Let me tell you what though, you laugh, but they have really done something with the burgers where every time I go there, I'm like, man, I don't regret my life after eating this. I don't feel like I have to go down and talk to, you know, Father Guido and confess that I went to Wendy's again, you know, but it was, I think it's categories. I don't think it's whether they have a seat at the table. I just think it's what time are they seated at the table?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what
well,
I
yeah,
say.
Especially if you're, you know, out drinking or something,
yeah.
You know, Wendy's
yeah.
or Burger King or something might sound really good.
Yeah.
So anyway. Not saying that's the only time you get to eat Wendy's or Burger King, but Neil, do you typically go to fast food restaurants for a burger in particular?
I think burgers are one of the safest food that you can get at any establishment,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the fast food chain restaurant part comes in that you know it's a safe choice. And when Vince mentioning Wendy's, I think has a purpose. Wendy's is consistent, and you seem to see that, and all the major fast food chains are really.
Mm-hmm.
When you mentioned Red Robin, I think any place like that deserves a seat at the table because they know what they do and they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're really good at providing sides too, or sides or extras.
Mm-hmm.
Red Robin, I have to mention, I love milkshakes, and Red Robin excels at milkshakes. So anytime I'm getting a burger, I'd like to choose a place with milkshakes, and so a lot of the chain restaurants have that, and they know what they do well, and they pull it off.
Sam, what would be your favorite fast food restaurant for burgers?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do a whole lot of fast food burgers, but I have been to some chains. Red Robin's one. I mean, you can't go wrong there. Every time you go there, I feel like I'm always getting a burger. Like Neil said, it's just safe. Can't go wrong. And another one is Max and Irma's.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know, and that's got some local roots to it too.
Absolutely.
But you know, they have a tortilla burger. You get the tortilla strips on top, and it comes with the side of the tortilla soup. You can dip it in.
Tell me more.
Yeah, that's always a good one. You know, you can't go wrong there. So, I mean, fast food, not as much. But, you know, chains, I'll still go here and there and usually get a burger because it's safe.
Sure. And Shane, any other?
Yeah, I agree with all of them. I think they all deserve a seat at the table because there's time and place, and it's good to have like expectations of, you know, what you're going to get.
Sure.
I just give two real quick. Five Guys, I think, is fantastic.
Oh,
I don't
sure.
know if they fall under chain or fast food. They're kind of like a hybrid, but either way, they're great.
Great. Yeah.
And Bear Burger is a chain that does, you know, really good stuff for all different types of meat. It's a good place to eat, good quality.
Well, and Shane, you were saying that you had just moved to the area recently within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So are there any chains that you wish were here that haven't made its way to Columbus yet?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, I think like Columbus does burgers fantastic. So, I mean, they in my opinion, they don't need any help from any other areas. But yeah, there's not like a local chain. Like you have a few out here, like Sam mentioned Max and Irma's, and mm-hmm. I think Wendy's started out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can't think of any like that. Maybe just the traditional diner would do
sure.
wonderful out here, like the traditional East Coast diner.
Sure. And we Vince here was on the diner episode we had a couple of weeks ago.
That was
fun.
So
we can listen to that. So, Neil, you had one other comment on that?
I think one of the ones that I hear most often, and I don't know if you guys have encountered this, In-N-Out Burger is one
oh,
that
yeah.
I think people would love. I don't know how far east it gets, but it's so famous. That's one that I think it would absolutely have a place at the table in Central Ohio.
Yes, it's definitely a must for anybody who goes to California.
So you mentioned Five Guys, and I know I've only known you for about 15 minutes, but I have to I know I've listened to how they actually a podcast dived into how they were created and all that stuff. It's just not my style. I've never walked away from Five Guys and felt like I really enjoyed that. I don't know why.
Really?
It's
the type. You think the type of burger, the way it's prepared, is not your style?
Yes, I think that's it. I think it's very juicy. It's certainly not a dry burger, and I think it'll little go. It's too, and I don't want to say moist, but there's too much going on there. Like I feel like there's too much. I'm more of a simple. Okay. I like stuff to go on with the burger, but if it's a consistent theme, I just feel like Five Guys piles on so much where it's just like, I don't even know what's going on here. It's like going to a concert and there's like 10 bands playing at one time. I'm like, I don't know what I should enjoy right now. It's all not bad. I'm kind of mildly enjoying it rather than really enjoying like one consistent theme. So I guess that's just kind of my take on it. So
if people want to tweet at you, they can after this episode.
Yes, please do.
Yes. Let's talk about dream toppings or your dream burger assembly, I guess. What would be the things you would want on that perfect burger, and also how would you want it cooked? Sam, do you want to start us off?
Yeah. For the meat, I always go with the medium, cooked medium. It's got to have flavor. Can't be too dry. Anything past that for me kind of just doesn't get the job done.
Sure.
I love bacon on my burger. And like I mentioned with the Gahanna Grill, some type of like a sriracha mayo. They give it some flavor and, you know, just a little bit of like that dressing on top of it with a little bit of kick would probably be, you know, the direction I'd go if I were choosing, you know, the dream burger.
Sounds great. Shane, what about you?
Yeah, I agree with the way the burger has to be cooked medium. And I'd like an 80-20 blend. There has to be enough fat in there, too, to provide flavor.
Sure.
I'm going Taylor ham or bacon. I love a fried egg on a burger. And then probably just a simple cheese, like an American or cheddar cheese on top. And it's a home run for me.
Sure. Neil, what about you?
I think Sam and I need to get together and eat some burgers. We have very similar tastes. I love a spicy burger. And something that really gets you in the taste buds. And I would start with, I'd go an all beef patty. I love bison, but sometimes it's hard as far as consistency to stand up. But I agree on the medium to me, and I can go medium well, just depends on how thick the burger is. I want a good cheese. And if I'm going to do a dream burger, since we're dreaming, I'm going to try a Munster type cheese with hot peppers, and that is that would create, I think, a very good consistency on a burger. I've actually never tried that, but I think it would work well. I don't know if I would add bacon. Bacon's a good standby, but you need to have a couple pickles. I'm actually anti lettuce on burgers. I think that it just muddles it, and it doesn't even create the right texture for me. But I am pro tomatoes, so if you have a good tomato, that would be the next topping. And then finally, just a little bit of mayo on the bun. And then the bun is grilled, of course.
All right, and Vince, what about you?
I would say the thing that's kind of making me think right now is the like a good maple bacon on a burger. So I feel like you kind of have the little bit of a salty savoriness, and then when you add that sweet from the maple bacon, I really feel like it's got to have a good thick kind of glaze on there. When that crunch happens, it's really fun. And the other thing, too, I was thinking about, too, is a good kind of – not too thick, but it's got to be kind of a snappy pickle on there, too, because we can get kind of that vinegar flavor in there, too. Mm-hmm. So if you think of kind of like the savory greasiness of the beef or whatever meat it is, then you've got the sweet of the bacon and kind of some of that savory flavor in there, too, and then that little bit of the bite of the pickle, a thick, fresh pickle, really makes a difference with those three flavors combined.
You are listening to The Great Food Debate, and I think most of you mentioned cheese on your burger. Is that a go-to, or do any of you just get hamburgers on their own?
Almost always do cheese, yeah.
Yeah, I almost always do cheese as well. There is an appreciation when you don't get the cheese. You get more than, you know, the meat flavor. But, you know, majority of the time there is cheese added on.
There was I got to give a quick shout out to, like, I had a, it had cheese on it, and it was one burger that was, not to derail here, but it was Ted's Montana Grill at Easton.
Oh, yeah.
Had some really good burgers. Like, I've never been there. I went there because I have a gift card. So it was, hey, man, just being real here. It was really good. I was really impressed with how juicy, flavorful, and consistent it was. So
Did you get bison or beef?
My wife actually got beef, and I had bison, and we split it, and so I've had both, yes.
Hmm. That's not what I would have assumed you would order at Ted's Montana Grill.
You gotta take a walk on the wild side every once in a while.
That sounds great, though, either way. And Shane, you were mentioning Taylor Ham, your favorite topping. Mm-hmm. Is there any place locally that has that, or is it something that you have to kind of create at home?
No, I don't create. I have to import it.
Yeah.
But you can get pork roll at Kroger, which Taylor Ham is kind of a brand of pork roll. It's a little saltier. The Taylor Ham's a little cured, but you can get the pork roll and fry it up, and it does the trick.
All right. Well, so if anybody wants to try something a little bit different, they can try that. And I do have some historical burger facts for you. What year do you think that Columbus got its first McDonald's? Any guesses?
19, what is 1962, Alex?
That's a good guess. All right. Any other guesses?
I'm going to say 1974.
All right. Shane, any
59.
Guesses?
59.
Neil?
My first instinct was to say 1960.
Shane got it on the head, 1959.
Oh, where was it? Do you know where?
Yes, South Hamilton Road at the corner of Hamilton and East Broad. At the time, hamburgers were 15 cents and French fries were 10 cents. And their ad in the Columbus Dispatch boasted that a family of five could eat for $2.25.
Wow, so, times
have changed. That's a double stack at Wendy's today.
Is it still in operation?
I don't think so. I tried to locate that exact area, and it didn't seem like that existed anymore. So, and at the time, five McDonald's were in the entire state. So, and they opened up another one like a year later. So it's pretty crazy.
Wow. See, I feel like, you know, our, you know, grandparents said the 15-cent hamburger, like my parents, you know, the 15-cent hamburgers, and now I can tell my kids, I remember when the double stack at Wendy's was $1, you know, and your dad was hungry in college and got two for $2, you know. But yeah, I was rolling through, and, you know, it really was kind of sad because I saw $2.25 for the double stack, and then it said smiles are free, so at least we got that still going for us.
There you go.
You know, yeah, smiles, $1, and you know we're really screwed as a society.
All right. Are there any other aspects of the burger that we have not mentioned yet today, or any other restaurants that we should shout out before we wrap up?
There's one kind of out the way, that first McDonald's. It's on it's on – I can't remember Hamilton or Maine. It's out in Whitehall. It's called Flavor 91 Burger Bistro.
Mm.
It just opened up within the year, and it's a really good burger. I had the burger called the Flavor Burger there, and that's exactly what it was. I mean, it was just flavorful, juicy, spicy, like Neil talked about liking. So it's definitely, you know, it's a family-owned mom, brother, and sister. They run it, those three.
Oh, cool.
It's definitely a good spot. So,
like that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
that's great.
I definitely recommend getting out there and checking that one out.
Flavor 91, you said?
Yeah, Flavor 91. That's cool. Burger Bistro, yeah.
Perfect. That's
cool. Are there any places that don't exist anymore that you miss, as I have one?
Ooh, that's a good question. Neil, you want to start us off? What?
One of the burger restaurants in, I think it was unique to Columbus, and it had a few locations, but I loved this place. And it had great milkshakes, too. You can see a trend with the way that I judge these places. Graffiti Burger. Miss it. That was a wonderful place.
Hmm. I had Graffiti Burger. Now it's where the Press Pub on 5th is now, right? Correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. There was one in Granby
Heights. Yeah, and that was a good burger. I remember it was kind of comparable to Five Guys. I liked Graffiti Burger better than Five Guys at the time. So, yeah, I do miss it a little bit as well.
And Neil, when you said places you miss, I thought you were going to say Fuddruckers, which I don't know if it's still.
Oh my god!
That's, wow, that's where I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I don't know if those exist anymore, but I don't think so. There was one in Northeast Ohio, and that's long gone.
No, Fuddruckers in the same place as Don Pablo's these days. I would say it's funny though. You said like places you miss, and the burger culture really is kind of changing in Columbus because there is actually a GD Ritzy's, and they do like those kind of different type of fries. I've never been there, but you know, obviously they'll serve burgers as well. You know, and there's a few other places that just got lost there in Burger World, and I forgot what I was going to say. But I think there's even IHOB with you know their burger stuff.
I haven't tried their.
I haven't. I want to though, and I mean the whole campaign, you know, just worked on me. So there's things like that also I think that you know, we're heading into some new territory with burgers in Columbus, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say Gallo's Tap Room on Bethel Road is fantastic for everything, but their burgers are great, and you can create your own from a bunch of different rubs, sauces, and toppings and customize it. And they also have, in my opinion, the best slice of pizza in all of Columbus.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay.
Shane brought something up there with Create Your Own Burgers. What are your guys' thoughts on those with the restaurants where, you know, they have like five or six house-made options, and then they throw the, here's 10 other toppings, you can put it together any way you want. What do you guys think about that?
See, it's like if you go into Subway and you say, I'll take like the spicy chicken, you know, club sub. And they say, what kind of bread do you want? What kind of lettuce do you want? I just want the sub. Like, I just want to go into a place, just that, the picture, please. And so when you go into a place and you can build your own, sometimes you're done and you just don't want to make decisions. You just want to say that, go. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll even go sometimes and say, well, what do you like today? And I'll say, what do you like? And she'll say, well, I like this burger. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
End of decision.
It sounds cool. You know, so I think those are fun and they have their place, but sometimes it's just, you just don't want to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. I would think just for the expense factor alone, because sometimes it's like any, you know, bacon is a dollar and then anything else you add is going to be, you know, all of a sudden it's a $15 burger.
You got to break out Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Think, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it is fun to have the freedom to select those toppings, though. And you see, I enjoy also having the predetermined burgers because you can see what the chef thinks is good. And then you can say, okay, I'd like to put my own little spin on that. And I think that's a great option. I would much rather have that than go to some place that has, these are the only static burgers, and most places will do whatever you want anyway. I mean, that's never a problem. But I appreciate having the list so you know the options.
Sure, sure. All right. Well, as always, we want to hear from our listeners. Did we miss any burger places in Columbus that you love, or do you disagree with any of the ones that we mentioned? Feel free to email us at online@thisweeknews.com or send us a tweet at This Week News, or go to our Facebook page, This Week Food and Wine, / This Week Food and Wine. Vince, Sam, Shane, and Neil, thank you guys for joining us. Vince, how can people learn more about you or your work?
If you just go to Vince Tornero on Twitter, and I'm actually getting ready to drop a podcast with the Ohio State Fair. So speaking of food, we'll have an episode about fair food. And one of the people I got to interview is Don Kenna, who is the proprietor of the Donut Burger at the Ohio State Fair.
Oh,
and
man.
Quick side note, he actually got the idea from a guy in the Florida State Fair.
Wow.
And so he brought the idea up here, and in the, I think, maybe 13 years or so that he's been serving, he's never had one brought back. So
wow. Yeah. And you can search for that podcast by searching, like, Ohio State Fair?
Yeah, if you go on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, you know, same thing. But if you go wherever you listen to podcasts and just search A Fair to Remember or Ohio State Fair, you'll see it on there, and it's coming out in a, you know, little, close to the fair, so pretty soon.
Actually. Perfect. All right. Neil, what about you? How can people get in touch with you?
My only advice is if you get a donut burger at the county, at the state fair, don't plan on doing anything for the rest of the day because it is so good. It's like an experience in nirvana the one time I tried it. And I don't know if I'm young enough to do that anymore. but in addition to our podcast, you can find our weekly Table Talk column by Gary Seaman Jr. on thisweeknews.com. I edit that every week, and we have a lot of great restaurants featured in that column on a weekly basis.
Perfect. Shane?
You really can't find me. As I said, Sam will cover it. I am just a happily eating partner with At Columbus Grub.
That's right. The best job title I've ever heard.
Yes. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Silent partner.
All right. And Sam, you want to plug you guys?
Yeah, you can find the Instagram page at Columbus Grub. I try to make it easy for anyone going to want to look at burgers. If you look at the hashtag Columbus Grub Burger,
If
you look at any picture, that'll pop up all the burgers right there. So you don't have to search through my whole feed. And there's about 20 or 25 different burgers around Columbus in the last, you know, 6 months that we've tried. So
that's great.
You can go ahead and give that a look if you have any, you know, questions or interest about those.
And you don't have a Facebook or a Twitter, right?
It's just Instagram. No, it's just an Instagram, yep.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us again. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or you can listen to every episode on our website, thisweeknews.com. This is Abby Armbruster signing off. Stay hungry.